Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 9th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire to prepare these messages each weekday. We've not been able to do so the last couple days as we've not had access to the internet and the needed resources to get this out. But here we are early Wednesday morning, and we have a message to share. We're in the Great Smoky Mountain area in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and thus today and tomorrow, perhaps Friday's messages will deal with our experiences down here, and we have one to share today, titled Forever God, with a tremendous portion of Scripture from Psalm 90, verse 2.
Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
Over the last several days, we have visited family and friends in North Carolina and are now in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, right on the border of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. In fact, as we prepare this, we're looking out over the park, although the characteristic Smokies are covering the peaks at this very time. The last time I visited the park, I was about 12 years old, so I'm having a great time of reminiscing as we visit some of the same sights I saw as a child. This is the very first visit for Brooksine and Astaire, and we are awestruck by the immense beauty of the massive mountain ranges.
We're staying in a large resort that offered us an incentive to listen to their hour-long, or really more like 2 hours, sales pitch, with the express purpose that we would buy into their timeshare. The saleswoman had many years of experience and was quite persuasive throughout her presentation. Following our tour of the attractive facilities, she took us out on the balcony. She pointed toward the breathtaking view of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park as she enthusiastically exclaimed, "Just look at this view. It will be here for your children and your grandchildren forever."
Now, we should point out there, she was correctly reminding us that the preserved nature of the national park that we were seeing versus the non-preserved hills all around Gatlinburg that are just dotted with development. It's a real tacky looking sight. The very same, obviously, God-created mountains are just covered with development, whereas the park, of course, is preserved. But when she said that and she confidently used the word forever, I considered the true nature and definition of forever, which is a whole lot longer than our kids and grandkids will be around on this tired earth. My thinking immediately took me to a more important locale than the attractive resort and even the grandeur of a beautiful mountain region created by God.
A song that's sung in many churches comes to mind that declares in the chorus, "My God He was, my God He is, my God He's always going to be." As we, through faith, ride out the tumultuous waves of life's ups and downs, we need to regularly recall this absolute truth. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
This truth is taught abundantly in the Scriptures. It expresses one of God's attributes or characteristics known as His eternality. Theologically, the eternality of God refers to His timeless nature. That God had no beginning and will have no end. This is one of the foundational beliefs of Christianity. Our God surpasses time as we define it here on earth.
The eternal, almighty God has revealed Himself to us and sent His only begotten Son to pay the price for our redemption as fallen sinners. He alone is from everlasting to everlasting. Let's praise Him today and rest in His steadfast care, no matter the turbulence of life we face on this day or in future days. And let's pray together. Father, all the universe declares your glory. Almighty God who creates, sustains, and watches over your creation. Though the earth will someday be destroyed, you created us with a soul that exists eternally. While the foundations are being destroyed here on earth, we, the redeemed, find great comfort and immense hope in your eternal foundation. It is from eternity past and will exist in eternity future, with no beginning and no end. Only a loving God like you would choose to include us in your vast plan and find delight in us, in all our humanness. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise in this life and for all eternity. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you this morning. We are sorry we have been unable to get the message out the last couple days. It is our intent and goal to prepare these messages each weekday morning, but we are absolutely dependent upon the internet to do so, and it took us a couple of days to get acclimated to this area and find a place where we could send it out. We do have another day here, another full day, and we'll be traveling back to Pennsylvania tomorrow. We do expect to prepare a message and share it tomorrow, and of course be back on track at home on Friday, Lord willing. We are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net. That's website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we have some photos up. We expect to, in fact, the next couple days as well. Today we have a beautiful photo of the mountains we took. I believe that was Monday we took it, way up on the crest of the ridge where the Appalachian Trail is. And we have placed the beautiful scripture that we use today in our message on that photo. Also have some photos of some friends we saw from the Tangelos this Sunday on the way here. Also visited with my sister. We can get a good picture of her, but my sister Janelle and her husband Cesar. Well, we are grateful you've joined us today. We do expect, and again, since as I'm preparing this, I'm not on the internet, but I believe I have had online access to that song we referred to, and I hope that there will be a link up to that. I can't say that for sure, but I hope I can find that for you. Have a blessed day today. Continue to have that great assurance and confidence of the eternality of God. Indeed, from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.